This week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, a government lawsuit calls Amazon a monopoly, and the chair of the FTC won't rule out breaking up the company. I'll talk with Lina Khan on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control on this podcast, and I think I like it.
Hey, guys. Phoebe Robinson over here.
And Jessica Williams over here.
We want to tell you about our new podcast, Two Dope Queens from WNYC Studios.
Okay, so the first thing you need to know is that this is a comedy podcast recorded live in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn!
It kicks off each week with me and Phoebes on stage, doing what we do, talking about all the crazy stuff we're up to. Like, how Phoebes keeps trying to get me to go on sex journeys that I am definitely not ready for.
Ugh, girl, you need to loosen up.
Whatever, Phoebes. You're the one who hasn't read Harry Potter. Who's the weird one now?
Okay, that's true. Look, we also don't agree on things. Like, I love me some Bono.
Ugh, yeah. But also, remember how we both got attracted to John Mayer? Aw, that was gross.
And, like, super hot at the same time.
Yeah.
So, clearly, we love white dudes. Like, me and Michael Fassbender, I'm gonna have so many of his babies.
Yeah, but we don't just talk about men or sex or getting it in all the time. We also talk about that real shit, like our careers.
Or like just trying to get a goddamn picture framed at the craft store when you're black. And so I show up to get the frame, and it's completely empty in the frames department. And there's these two employees working like behind the desk, and like they're not saying anything to me at first. And I'm like, it's totally fine. It's New York. I get it. Like, you're going to ignore me for a really long time. It's okay. And then this white lady comes up, and before she even gets to the counter, they immediately start helping her. And I was like, oh, wow.
So you unzipped a little bit.
I go, you know what? I'm going to not go crazy black lady. I'm going to go inner white lady customer service.
That's how you do it.
This is unacceptable. That I had to wait. I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite white lady customer service thing is never in my life. That is the best phrase. Like, white, older white dudes do it too, and they're like, never in my life have I been in this situation. Like, as if. That is like the most devastating thing to the person they're complaining to. Like, the person's gonna be like, oh my God, this actually hasn't ever happened in her life. I'm really sorry we overlooked you, ma'am.
Oh man, that made me mad.
Dude, yeah, for sure.
Anyway, then we bring up the funniest people in the comedy world for some stand-up and some storytelling.
I wanted to share this thing that my girlfriend and I have been doing. We role play. Like, the other night we were playing Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. But here's the twist. She was Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. I was Deputy Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. So there was that status thing. She was my boss, and I didn't feel she was pushing her agenda hard enough. I was like, did we come to Washington to make friends? Like, we came to make changes.
As you can imagine, I love to watch procedurals. I love it, okay? I love me. Criminal Minds is my number one. I do like classic Law and Order, but I do prefer a special victim, you know? Yes, I just love it, I love it, I love it. It's amazing how every episode involves a white woman in peril. You know, it's like a white woman's in peril, that's how we get people to care, you know? And it's just nonsense. But if there's one thing that I feel like we should be taking away is that, like, white ladies, okay, Megan's, Sarah's, Becky's, okay? You guys have got to stop with the jogging at dawn and dusk. You gotta stop! You gotta stop! Honeys! I hate to go Jesse Jackson, but if the light is low, you should not go. Are you following me? Are you following me? If you're jogging at those hours, you got two options, okay? You're either gonna find a dead body or become a dead body. Stop it with the jogging. It's the primary reason I don't exercise in public. And I was like, oh my God, this is the one. Like, we're going to move in together. We're going to live by the mall. And he came to visit me in New York one time, and both the cell phones were on the bed, and they were exactly alike. And it rang, and I picked it up, and this girl was on the other end. She goes, is Eric there? And I go, who this? And she go, who this? And I go, who this? This went on for a real long time. Because we knew who the fuck this was.
OM to the G, that was a lot of comedy. You just heard Gary Goldman, Naomi Ekperigin, and Michelle Buteau. And that's just a taste of what you're going to hear on Two Dope Queens.
Phoebe, we're funny people.
Yeah, you're only the senior Beyonce correspondent on The Daily Show.
You mean senior political correspondent?
Yeah.
Also, you consult for Broad City. Plus, you crushed it on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Yeah, so we're like super legit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss out. Subscribe on iTunes right now or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, and here's one last crazy thing. We are having a blowout launch party in New York City, and you, yes, you could win tickets. Follow us on Twitter to find out how, at Two Dope Queens. So that's at the number 2 Dope Queens.
Oh my God, I just got so excited.
I know, I just got chills, and this is a really hot room.
That's because you're in it.
Ah.
We are simultaneously the Oprah and Gail for each other.
It's kind of a very cool, fluid relationship.
Yeah. Do you think Oprah's listening right now?
No, there's just no way.
Do you think Gail is listening?
Maybe.